We're in Daf Mem, Amid Beis, three lines to the top, with a ton of Rabbanim. Just a quick chazor on some pertinent information that we need to know over here. One, the Isser of bathing on Shabbos is because you might come to heat up water on Shabbos. So water that was heated up on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe in it. We're afraid that you might come and actually heat up cold water on Shabbos to bathe. Second thing was that we learned that we had a gezeira, that we have a gezeira that water that was heated up on Shabbos, you should be able to use on Shabbos. We would go there on water that was heated up on Shabbos, that you can't even bathe on Shabbos. This was a gezeira because of the balanim, the bathhouse attendants, they weren't scrupulous. And we couldn't trust situations, so we also go there on water that was heated up Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos. Cold water that was on pump, cold water on Shabbos, we saw from the Gemara that you're allowed to take a shower with on Shabbos. We're just not no good today to bathe with cold water on Shabbos. So that's what we need to know. Tanu Rabbanim. Mitchanim Adam Keneged HaMedor V'yotzi Mishtatef Bitzonin. A person can heat up by a fire on Shabbos. He didn't do anything wrong. There's a fire lit from Erev Shabbos. He could heat up, he could go, and now he could bathe in cold water. Take a shower in cold water. That's not a problem. Just don't first take a shower in cold water, and then go to a fire and warm up after that. Why? Because he's going to warm up the water on him. So what's the problem of warming up water on him? Tosfos brings down the Riva, which is also the Rambam, how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. We're afraid that if he's going to, it's going to look like he's bathing in warm water on Shabbos, in hot water on Shabbos. And now we already established that you're not allowed to bathe in hot water that was heated up on Shabbos. So if a person first takes a cold shower and goes in front of a fire, it looks like he's washing his whole body in hot water on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, the next din, which is similar to this one. Mecham Adam Aluntit, he could take a towel and heat it up. Heat up a towel on Shabbos. And you can put it on your stomach. He's got a stomach ache. You could heat up a towel and put it on your stomach on Shabbos. Feel a little better. Just don't take the kli, the kettle of that's filled with hot water, and place it on his stomach on Shabbos. The dove is there. And not only on Shabbos, but one should not afila bichol do something like this. It's awesome. Because it's dangerous. Dangerous, you can burn yourself with it. Rashi over here. Now, the first one, Rashi says before, Mashia is Mechamim Lashon Poshrim. Poshrim means you're heating up the water, you're warming it up. Mecham Adam, Mechamim. Elontit is a Tiula. Venerally, it appears to Rashi. It's a Begich Mistap Kimbo. The Bechol Dukte Kari Le Elontit. Anything that soaks up water, a towel, is called an alunti. So you can put it al gabi me'ayim. Shehu chash b'mayev, he has a stomach ache. Mechamim lo kli, you could take the kli or beg it. The umarachim shamu moil, it could help out over here. Ubilvach lo yevo kunkunkos, you can't take the thing itself, the kli, the kettle, and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. You might come and spill some on you, and you're going to find that you're washing on Shabbos. This it might come to a sakana, it's hot. Vashi over here is very interesting. What's the issue over here? We're afraid that some of the hot water that was from Shabbos will pour on you, just a small part of your body, and you'll heat it up on Shabbos. You'll be heating up part of your body, bathing. Part of your body on Shabbos. Now again, the original Isser of bathing on Shabbos with hot water on Shabbos is because you might heat up cold water on Shabbos. Over here, Vashi is saying even one part of the body, it's Isser. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, which is Mashma, that's also a Tosfot over here, that the Isser is you might come to heat up your whole body, wash your whole body with hot water on Shabbos. You might come lihakin kamim lichot gufo. The Shulchan Aruch says kol gufo. Mashma that the yisser of bathing on Shabbos with hot water on Shabbos is kol gufo. Rashi over here says it's just part of the body, because it seems over here that why can't you bring this kettle? Because the kettle might spill on you and you're washing part of your body. According to the Rashi, we understand why it's usur to use this kettle on Shabbos. Why, according to the other shitas, should it be usur then to use this kettle on Shabbos? But you're afraid it might just spill on one part of the body, that's not the isur. The isur is kol gufo. For that reason, it's pretty clear why Tosfot gives other reasons for this isur over here. Remember, you're allowed to take the towel and you're allowed to put it on. It's not refor, because it's not nikkur that it's for refor. To take the actual kli and put it on, that Rashi says is also because it might pour on part of your body and you're washing part of your body on Shabbos. Tosfot comes and says there's a different issue going on over here. The issue is that when if you have the towel on you, you put the towel on, now you can't bring the kettle. Because the kettle might come to spill on the towel, and now you might come to shechita with the towel. Or it's before. It's all this sort of before over here. With the towel, we're not worried about it. But you take the kli and you bring it on, it's something that's so nikka that's for before, that we don't allow over here.
The first case that says that you're allowed to put to make the towel. So when did you make the towel wet before Shabbat?
No, you didn't make it wet, you just heated it up.
The first case, mecham.
You heated up the towel. You heated it up. You heated it up legally. You can put it on your stomach. But to take the kettle itself, that you can't do. So Rashi says you can't do it because you might come and bathe part of your body. You might spill it on your body and you're finding that you're washing on Shabbos with kamim. Tosfot comes and says there's two other reasons over here. One, you might come, it's dealing with the towel is on you, and the kettle might spill on the towel and you might come to shechita. Well, because before, we're just saying that stama, the reason why Tosfot is not learning like Rashi, because the Tosfot above seems to be mashma, which is clearly in the Rambam, that the Isser of washing on with hot water on Shabbos is the whole body. While Rashi is saying that even part of a body is the Isser over here. Okay, we're going to have a Brisa now that's going to have three opinions in the Brisa. Now we're going to have to remember the three opinions. It's going to have two ways to learn up the machloket in this Brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Maybe Adam Kitun Mayim. You could take a Kitun Mayim, a jug of water, Umaniko Kenegra Medora, and you could put it near the fire. Or we just go a little bit right in the Price. Just putting water near a fire is an apparent machloket Rishonim going on over here. Rashi says over here that you cannot heat up. Sorry, let's just read the whole statement of the Tanakhama. Tanu Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kito Mayim Maniko Kneged Medor, Lo Bishvil Shechamo El Bishvil Shetafik Tzinosam. You're not allowed to put a jug of water near the fire. Not in order. You're allowed to do it. Just you can't do it in order that it should heat up. Rather, just to cool off, just to take off the chill on it. That's what Tanakhama holds. You can take the water, put it near the fire, but not to cook it. What does it mean? Don't place it to cook it. Rashi says, "Lo, Janikim sham ad shechamo. Don't place it there until it gets hot." Meaning, you could place it there, but just remove it before it gets hot. We see from Rashi, very mashma from Rashi, that even though if you leave it there, it will get to Yad Soledipo, don't leave it there until it gets hot. That's what Rashi's telling over there. That's not the halacha. The halacha is in other Rishonim, which is brought down. If you want to put something near the fire, you don't bring it close enough to the fire that it will ever get to Yad Soledipo. Meaning when it says don't put it there in order to cook it, means you put it at enough distance from the fire that it can warm it up, but not get to Yad Soledipo. Rashi is mashma over here that the inyan is in time, that you could place it there. Just don't place it there until that it gets hot. Meaning don't leave it there. If it takes an hour to heat up to get to Yad Soledipo, make sure it's there for just a short time period. It's an inyan in the time. The other Rishonim, which is how we paskin, is you can't even put it in the proximity of the fire that might get to Yad Soledipo. So if you want to heat something up on Shabbos and you want to put it close to the flame, the Shulchan Aruch paskin is over here, that you have to put it for enough distance that it will never get to Yad Soledipo. Not if you're going to put it there for 5 minutes before it gets to Yad Soledipo. You can't even do that because you might come to forget. But we see from over here that Rashi is learning that it's an inyan of Zman. That as long as you don't leave it there until the time that it cooks. Okay, let's see the Brisa. Tanakama. Tana Kama holds that you could take water and you could place it near the Medora, not to cook it. You can't cook it. But rather in order, Shetafik Tzinasan. What is Shetafik Tzinasan? Mash says, Mixasan. You're allowed to just take off the heat, cook it a little bit. Shetafik Tichalit Kamo Vecho Lo Namar, Mitkarvi Revecho Lo Fak. It's an Indian of taking off the chill. Lo Bishvil Shivashel. You don't leave it there in order for it to get yatzalerepo. That's Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevie Isha Pak Shel Shemen. A woman can bring a small container of shemen, Umnichaso Keneged HaMedor, and she could place it near the Medor. Again, Lo Bishvil Shiyavashel, El Bishvil Shiyavashel. Not in order that you should cook it, but rather in order to warm up the oil so you can use it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leo Lomer, Isha Sachi Yad HaShemen, Umechamasa Keneged HaMedor. She can't take the pach of the shemen. Rather, she should make some kind of shinoi. She should take some of the oil, put it on her hand, heat up the hand near the medora, v'sakha l'banakatam, and you could now put it on her small child. V'einu chosheshet, and we're not worried over here. Okay, that's the brisa. Three sheets in the brisa. Let's get them clear, because the Gemara is going to have two ways of learning up the makloka, what's going up in the brisa. Tana Kama said that water, you could heat up water on Shabbos, just don't cook it. Don't cook it. Yatzaletipo. But you could warm it up. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says about oil. You could warm up oil, just don't cook it. Right? And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even oil, if you're going to warm it up, make sure you do it with a shinoi. What's the machloket going on over here? Before we even discuss the machloket, what with the first case, the Tana Kama is talking about water. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are talking about oil. So what does Tana Kama hold with oil? And that will bring clear exactly what the machloket in the brisa is.
What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying is that an issue of a shinoi is an issue once it's on her hand. It's not possible to heat it up to that to let it focus.
You could wash it up. There's actually an issue going on in the Rishonim over there. We didn't mention that if someone washes their hands on Shabbos, can they go to the fire and warm up their hands now? Yeah, the Rush brings it down, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which we also over here. So there is a possibility of doing Bishul, especially if you hold that washing one part of your body and with hot water on Shabbos would be a Nissa. So we find that this idea that you can do Bishul with things on your hand. Okay, Tana Kama. So that's the three Shitas that we have over here. Iboy Elohu. We ask a question now on the Brisa. Shemen. Mahu L'Tana Kama. What does the Tana Kama hold with Shemen? We know what Rabbi Yehuda holds with Shemen, and we know what Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel holds with Shemen. But what does Tana Kama hold with Shemen? It's a machloket. Rabbi Rav Yosef Yomer Tavayu Lahatir. The Tana Kama is coming to be Mekel. They're coming to Matir Shemen more than Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Lisor. They're coming to Usher Shemen even more than Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Two ways to learn the Mishnah. Let's see how they learn it now. Rabbi Rav Yosef Yomer Tavayu. They both said Lahatir. What's the case, according to him? What's the three-way machloket in the brisa? Shemen. Alfal Pisha Yad So Let It Bo. Shemen, according to Tana Kama, even though it gets to Yad So Let It Bo, Mutter. That's what Tana Kama holds. They don't hold as an Issa Bishul with Shemen. You don't cook Shemen. It doesn't change when you change from one temperature to another temperature. Kisava Tana Kama, Shemen, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. There is no Isra of Bishul with Shemen. V'yata Rebbe Yehuda, now the Brisa brings the next sheet to Rebbe Yehuda, L'meimar, Shemen Yesho Mishum Bishul. He holds that Shemen there is an Isra of Bishul. But, V'yashar Lo Zehu Bishulo, to warm it up, that's not its Bishul. Rather, it has to come to Yad Soledipo. Yachter Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, and now the third sheet that comes in, L'neimar, Shemen Yesho Mishum Bishul, there is an Isra of Bishul, V'yishar Ozeu Bishulo, and warming it up, doesn't even have to get to Yad Soledipo, just warming it up is the Isra of Bishul. Okay, so now we have understanding of Brisa. The main topic of our Brisa is oil. Tana Kama holds it's completely mutter to warm up oil and to cook oil. There's no Isra over here. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says that there's an Isser to cook oil, but there's no Isser to warm up oil. And now comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says, Shemen, even warming it up, is it special, and therefore you have to do a shinoi. Vashi, lahatira, that this is talking about Tana Kama is learning Shemen for the kula, they're matzering it even with cooking. My diyasa, Rebbe Yehuda, b'shemen, bishul, what did Rebbe Yehuda said with Shemen, that there's an issa bishul, bishul, shari Tana Kama, the Tana Kama is matzering it. Umayim dafka neket. When the Tana Kama said that mayim you can't cook, he's saying dafka mayim. Velosh yichamel, that you can't eat that. Yish behem vishal, only with mayim. Aval shem and afal pisha yad soledet, even though it gets to the point that you can't put your hand in it, your hand will recoil from it. The head of bishal, that is bishal. The Rebbe Yehuda, shari, that Rebbe Yehuda, said that's bishal of Rebbe Yehuda, shari letana kama. Soledet, what is the definition of soledet? We're going to be using this terminology a lot, yad soledepo. Soledet is nimshechet liyachor, that you pull your hand back, you recoil the hand from the heat. Shelo tichave, that it shouldn't burn. Vizeo lushin, it's a lushin of pasik. Vizalda bechela, I recoiled in fear. Eov was talking about that he was the ade barade, he was worried with trembling. Vemshach tele. So Lenosi, I was worried about what's going to be. Midaga Yomadin, from the worry of Yomadin. So Soledet is pulling back, recoiling over here. Shemen Yeshbo Mishum Bishol. Hilchach lo Kadeshi Yavashal, Leila Kadeshi Yavsharo. Shari, the Vesharo, Ein Zeb Bishulo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that only in Issa Bishol with Shemen. Therefore, you're not allowed to cook it, but to warm it up, that's not called Bishol. V'yata Rebbe Shimon, sorry, that's the next case. No. V'yata Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel, zehu bishulo, that warming it up is called bishul with shemen. Hilchak, kidyavdin b'chol, loli avdin. Like you would normally warm up shemen during the chol, taking the pacha shemen and putting it by the fire. You don't do it during all ele kalachi yadu shel al yedei shinoi. Rather, you can only do it with a shinoi. That's... Why it's only a standard one? What?
Yeah, so is that the only by Shemin was saying that, or by everything he holds that?
So when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the stin, they didn't mime, and they bring down who are din all liquids.
So that he's very mad, he holds his only yatzoledus, the bishul derayshu.
Over here, oh, if he's talking about mayim over here, I mean, the Gemara only says shemen. So I wouldn't make the diuk to mayim. Clearly with shemen, because what is called cooking with shemen? What, you know, what's the process of shemen to call something cooked? Over here we say warming it up is what makes shemen into what's called cooked shemen. According to Rav Gamliel, just warming it up, that's its special. Yeah. Well, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, no, you have to actually cook it up. And Tana Kama holds that even cooking it up is not yad soledepo. But yeah, so let's see the next shita in the Amoraim. So that was the first one that they're learning Tana Kama lahatira. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omel Yisur. They're holding that Tana Kama is really machmir. What's the case now? Shemen shi'afal pi she'ein soledepo. Ein hayad soledepo, shemen, even though it doesn't get to a temperature of yad soledepo, also, it's also, why? Kitzava, shemen yesh po mishum bishul, he holds it as bishul with shemen, v'yavisharo zehu bishulo, and warming it up, that is its bishul. Ata Rebbe Yehuda, now Rebbe Yehuda is coming to be called the Kantana Kama, and he holds l'meimah yavisharo lo zehu bishulo, warming it up is not its bishul. Rather, you have to get to yad soledepo. There is bishul with shemen. And the warming it up is its bishul. What's the difference between Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel and Tana Kama according to this version? Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel and Tana Kama, it's the same shita. So if we saw the price of Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel says the mother can put it on her hand and do it kalachiyad. We didn't find that with Tana Kama. So it could be nahu. There is a difference between them. Kalachiyad. That with Kalachiyad. Tana Kama would usher even Kalachiyad. It would be usher over here. Well, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel would hold that Kalachiyad is mutter. Rashi, Lisura. Amr, Tana Kama. He's really holding that it's usher, L'shemen. the Maya water, who Deshari, only water he held, Liashir, to warm up. Aval Shemin, he shows her Bishulov. The warming up of Shemin is its Bishul. It could be Naya, the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shemin Gamaliel in this case is Kiliachiyad. The Tanakama, Filo Ali de Shinoi Asr. He'll hold between Shinoi, it's Asr. Okay, Adkan the Brisa. Now, next Gemara. Omer Rev Yitzchak Bar Dimi. Pam Echad, once. Oh, sorry, so we didn't finish one. Omer Rev Yehuda Omer Shmuel. What's the final conclusion of this Brisa? Echad Shemen, whether it's Shemen, Ve'echad Mayim, and whether it's water, Yad Soledipo Asr. Ein Yad Soledipo Mutter. Only if it's hot, that's called cooking it. If it's not hot, it's mutter. Who is that like? Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'echi Dami Yad Soledipo. What is Yad Soledipo? Omer Rachva, Kol Shekriso Shaltinuk Nichvet. Any, if the stomach of the tinuk would get burnt by it. Why do we have to give that definition? Rashi hechi dami solid. What is called recoiling? Yesh solid mirticha muetet. Some people are very sensitive and they'll pull back their hand when something is very lightly hot. The yesh eidos solid, and some people it doesn't burn. So we give a different idea. I just took a quick look at the Shmir Shabbat Kilchas. I'm sure there's other sheets, but he brings no less than 45 degrees Celsius. Brings the name of Shlomo Zalman Arba on Yad Soledispo. So over there we had a case of being somech food over there, whether you had, and we paskin at the end, that you can be somech. Right? We had the question in the Gemara earlier that you have to agree for Ketima if you just want to put the food next to the Kira. And we ended up saying that it was mutter. Over here, we're taking it as a, or else over here, it's water, it's different.
So I can pull out the thing.
What?
I can pull out the coal.
No, we came out of Miskana the Gemara that you didn't have to agree for the Ketima, if you're just putting it somer to it. And now we're finding that when you put the food next to the Kira, whether or not, how close can you put it? If you could just put it only at a distance, it'll never even get to Yad Soledipo, or even according to the Vashi, that you can put it to Yad Soledipo.
This is food that never was cooked. This is food that was never cooked.
If you have something food that was never cooked.
The water and the oil.
Yeah.
But if you have something that was.
No, but once water is cooked and it cools down, it's called it's not cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have something that was cooked, it's a different story.
I'm going to have Yitzchak Bar Yevdimi. Pam echad niknasti yachar Rebbe lebeit ha-mirchatz. Once I entered into the Beit Mirchatz after Rebbe, I wanted to take a container of shemen and put it in the ambati. If you're going to do it, Rebbe said to him, in the bathhouse, put it in a kli sheni and take a kli sheni from the hot water of the ambati, and then put the shemen in it. Even though yesterday I was bothered by the question, we came into the case of you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse with your Rebbe. We discussed it in yesterday's shiur, so I was bothered by it. So the sugya in Pesachim brings down unless it's litzarech. The Rebbe needs someone to help him out over here. That's when it's mutter. Normally we do not go into a mikvah or a bathhouse with a Rebbe or a father unless it's a litzarech. Over here, obviously, Rebbe needed someone to be misharitim over here. So that was the heter. So they walked into the bathhouse. He wanted to put the oil in. I guess that's the way they would bathe in those days. They'd heat up a little water, anoint themselves a little bit, and then they take the bath. So he wanted to warm up the water. So he asked Rebbe if he could do it. Rebbe said to him, take a kli sheni, meaning don't put it directly into the bathtub. Take a kli sheni, and then put it into the kli sheni. Shma mina, he learned klat. He learned three halachas from this little instance that he had with Rebbe. Shma mina, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. It's clear that there is bishul with shemen, otherwise he went to see, we said, fine, put it in, there's no bishul over here going on with shemen. So we see clearly that Rebbe was passing that shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Ushma mina kli sheni eino mivashul. Even though it could get very hot, he held that you could put in a kli sheni, no problem at all. Take a kli sheni, put in the kli sheni. And it's mutter. It says ein bishul bekli sheni. Ushmaminah efshar zo bishulo. Just warming it up is aser. Rashi. Niknasti b'Shabbos. This was on Shabbos. Oh, we had all the gezeres before on Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Ubechami tiveria have. It's the chami tiveria. Remember, at the end of the gezera with the because of the balanim, they ended up matering the chami tiveria. It was too much. The people couldn't be omed on it at Tzibor, so they at least matered bathing on Shabbos in the chami tiveria. So that's clearly what's going on. Over here, Bevi was in Tveria, and he's using the hot waters of Tveria. Nechnasi b'Shabbos, b'chamit Tveria havi. Shalom na'asru. They didn't under it. Ki'yodim e'le'er, atiru lehem chamit Tveria. Like we said above, even though they ushered hot water that was heated up Erev Shabbos, and you cannot take a shower on it Shabbos, but chamit Tveria they didn't usher. B'ambati, this bath, how was it set up? Kigon, you had the hot waters of Tveria, and you had a breaker of soya bikarka. They made in these in-ground pools in the ground. Shemayim niknasim sham v'nasfim. They'd have it being drawn in from the Chami Tveria into these pools, and they'd gather there, and that's where they were able to bathe on Shabbos. Ubikashi l'niach sham pach shemen. I wanted to put a pach shemen. L'havshia l'soche menekodim arachitza. In order to warm it up, in order to anoint with it before Rechitza. So Rebbe said to him, Tul, minamayim, take from the water the klisheni. She's tenenu mi'at. What's the head of the klisheni? Rashi says, because when you take it into the klisheni, it's cooling it down a little bit, enough to get by. The klisheni ain't a mevasho. Now we mentioned before, earlier in the parak, there's different types of kalim with cooking. There's for sure cooking with a fire. Usher. Kli Rishon is the pot al ha'esh, is a bishul. Then we had a Kli Rishon that's not on the fire. Kli Rishon that was heated up on the fire. The walls of the pot are very hot and you take it off the fire. There's also an Isser bishul. From that part, then we have two other aspects. We had Evoy Mekli Bishul, we saw earlier in the parak, and that was a Machloket Rishonim. How do we call Evoy Mekli Rishon? And then we have Kli Sheni. This is now taking the food or the water and putting it in a different pot now, the second pot. The Gemara here says that Kli Sheni Einu Mevasho. It doesn't cook. There's no Isser cooking like a Kli Rishon. Oh, so this is Rashi. Rashi's going to say why it's a Kli Rishon. She's the Einu Mi'at. The Kli Sheni, is it cooled off a little bit when you switched into the pots? The Kli Sheni Einu Mevasho. The achakak, and only afterwards, tena pak letocho to a kli sheni, daha, and then you can put it afterwards. Daha, like you just asked, ambati she'achamim nimshachim la min ha'ma'ayin choshiv la kekli rishon. Since they gathered there, it wasn't poured in. They had like a little canal going from the Chami Tveria, entering in, it's attached to it, and it's ki'ilu like where they're nimshachim la min ha'ma'ayin, from the source of the hot water. Chashiv la kekli rishon. It's considered kli rishon. It's not considered kli sheni. That you heated it up. Shafal pishia vir mi al ha'or. And even though a kli rishon that you removed from the fire, mevashal, we already had. Kiditan in the common, we're going to have this mission later on. Ha'ilfas. Have another day or so. Ve'kidir shavirum bivotkim. That if you remove the pots from the flame, over there, lo yitein l'tocho tavlin. You cannot put tavlin in it. You'll be over in the surface. Ushma mina hifshiro b'makom havoy libashol that zeo bishulo. Taha lehafshi b'yamahuk d'moye b'yatzalei. He only wanted to warm up the oil, and he ushered it. So three dinim we learned from Rebbe over here. The first one was that oil is in its bishul. The second one is klisheni enu mevashol. The third one is warming it up. That's its bishul. Lamaisa Tosfot over here as a Bamakasha. When a person learns the sugya of Kli Sheni Einu Mevashel, this is where we focus over here. Tosfot has a tema. What's the difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Rishon if they're both Yatzoletipo? It should be that Yatzoletipo is cooking over here. So you have a Kli Rishon. Let's keep with the Shmishbat Hilchasa. 45 degrees is no less than 45 degrees is Yatzoletipo. So let's say you have a Kli Rishon. It's 50 degrees right? It's Yatsuletipo. You pour it into a kli sheni. The kli sheni is 48 degrees. Let's say it cooled it off a little bit. Why should there be any difference over here? So Toso brings his teretz that with the kli rishon, the whole pot itself is very hot and it's very strong over here. It retains the heat. When you put it into the kli sheni, since the walls of the pot are not hot over here, it's beginning the cooling off process over here. So even though it's Yad Soletipo, it's already started the process of the walls of it. It's Holek Mitkarer, and therefore it's Mutter.
They asked
more questions on Tosfot. Let's say you had something that was superheated in the Kli Rishon. Let's say it's 80 degrees, right? It's 80, really, really hot. And now you take it and you put it into a Kli Sheni. So it's 78 degrees. Now you have a Kli Rishon, which is 50 degrees, or even 45 degrees. So that Kli Sheni, that 78 degrees, is not called Bishol. The Kli Rishon, which is 45 degrees, is called Bishol. And you can wait an hour later, and that Kli Sheni is still going to be hotter than the Kli Rishon. This is an issue with Tosfot. There's a lot of Torah on it. A very pashtus answer, probably maybe the most emesitic answer, is it's not Derech Bishol. Remember, we had a Rashi before, in the beginning of the whole thing. What is Derech Bishol over here? That we allowed cooking with the common. Rashi says, there ain't Bishol. Ain't Derech Bishol b'chach. Even though you're going to be Mevashol something, but no one does it that way. If it's not the way that it's done, it's not Bishol over here. So those I've heard that says the Kli Sheni, people don't cook that way. If you don't cook that way, that's not the Yisr. Ain't Bishol, the Kli Sheni. There's a lot more Torah on it. It's a big sugya on Kli Sheni. Okay, so we have three things that we saw in the name of Rebbe that he ushered over here. He ushered again that Shemin is an Yisr of Bishol. He said that Kli Sheni, we mash from the Kli Sheni, Einu Mivashol. And the third thing is just warming up the oil, that is its bishul. Hechi avid haki. They're in a bathhouse over here. How did Rebbe start paskening shilas over here? V'yomi rabba rav kana, omi rev yochanan, v'kol makom mutter li'or chutz mipeit amir chatzu beit kisei. You're allowed to think in Torah in any place except for a bathhouse and a beit kisei. You're not allowed to think in Torah. Surely you can't start paskening shilas in these places. V'chi teima, if you want to say b'lashin chol, maybe the Yisra of speaking Divrei Torah is only in Lashon HaKodesh, and he said it in Lashon Chol, he said it in a secular language, a foreign language. Omelay, that's what he said it to him. Nope, doesn't make a difference. We only have Baya. Devarim Shel Chol, secular matters, Mutar Li'amud B'Lashon HaKodesh. You are allowed to talk what the weather is in Lashon HaKodesh. You might have think that not. It's a holy language. You can't profane it with secular talk. But Baya comes in and says, nope, you can even talk secular in Lashon HaKodesh. Shel Kodesh, but words of Torah, of Kodesh, Asur li'amu b'lashon chol, you cannot say in Lashon Chol in a bathhouse. So if you're in a bathhouse, you can speak Lashon HaKodesh. It's not a problem, as long as you don't speak Divrei Torah. But don't speak Divrei Torah, even in English, in a bathhouse. That's Asur. So how did Rebbe do this? Efushim Yisri Shani. To prevent someone from doing an Isser, that's different. He saw the person was about to take the Pakshel Shemen and put it in the bath. He said, wait a second, if you're going to do it, don't do it that way. Do it this way. We inferred to be halakas from it, but that was allowed. Efushim Yisur is Shani. Rashi Shemam Zeu Bishul Yisur. Hechi Avin Hachi, Lahor Torah. How was he able to paskin? Shudava Torah, Bebeda Merchats. You can't speak Divrei Torah in the Beda Merchats. Lihara, that's been Divrei Torah. Devarim Shel Kodesh, that's Divrei Torah. Asuliyamo, Ben Makom Atenufa, something, a disgusting place, a field of Lashon Chol, even in a foreign language. But Liyafushi Misur is allowed. Teda, and you should know that this is true. Diyome Rev Yehuda, Ome Shmuel, there was a Maiser, Betamido Shel Rebbe Meir. He had a Maiser of a Talmud of Rebbe Meir. Shenikmas Achav of Lebeda Mirchats, again to serve him. Obikis Liyadiyah Karka. I guess it was muddy, or they wanted to put some water on the karka. That's how they would do it, so it won't be so dusty over there. Amalo, he said, Meforish, ein madichin, sakalacha, don't, you can't do madichin on Shabbos. Lesoch, he wants to put a little oil down on the ground. Lo the karka, Amalo, ein sachi, you can't put oil down on the ground. Alma, lefushim yisori sha'ani. Hachanami, lefushim yisori sha'ani. We see that to distance someone from an Isser is different. Rashi ein madichin dil ma'ati lishavikumot. You might come and straighten out holes over there. Taha meister Rebbe. Okay, next piece. Let's finish off to the end of the year. So we see that in order to prevent someone from doing an isser, even in a bathroom, even in a bathhouse, you're allowed to call out, don't do it. You're in the bathroom, you see someone about to do an isser, that's allowed. But to talk to the great Torah, comes for sure, we don't do it. Omer Ravina Shmami Na, we see from this case of Rebbe, he was in the Kami Tveria, and he told him to take the Kami Tveria into a klisheni, because if not, you're going to be coming being mevashel the oil with the Kami Tveria. Amir Ravina, we see from here, Shmami Na Mevash B'Chami Tveria B'Shabbos Shchayev. You can't cook with the Chami Tveria on Shabbos. Daha Maisa De Rebbe, Diachi Gezerah Havi. It was obviously after the Gezerah. Havi Yomel, Tuba Klisheni, Fitain. You're allowed to take a Klisheni and put it into it. Any, but it's not so. Vilmi Rev Chizda, Rev Chizda said Meforsh, Ha Mevash B'Chami Tveria B'Shabbos Potter. It's Mutter, it's Potter, meaning it's Osir, but Midi Rabbonin. But it's not chayiv. You're not chayiv like the Lashon of Ravina. My chayiv. Now let me take him on. What do you mean by saying chayiv? Chayiv is usually a Lashon of a derisa. And the Chizda says you're potter on it, meaning don't do it. But it's not chayiv. What do you mean by chayiv? Machin mardus. You're chayiv to get whipped for being over midrabanan. Rashi. The whole thing that we had yesterday. It must be talking about Kami Tveriyahu. Tahavi. We already see the time of Rebbe's when we had all these Gezeras that we talked about yesterday. He didn't allow to do the Vash and the Kli Rishon. Mardos is Vardoi. So we see from over here that the Kami Tveriyah is not an Issa Deraisa to use Shabbos.